G'day everyone. It's Ian here. It's funny, I spent a big chunk of today listening to a backlog of documentaries, audio boos, and it reminded me how much I loved doing this and how much I'm out of the loop of doing it as audio boom has gone down the toilet. Yeah, I've bemoaned that several times. Had a lovely day today, Monday. My day off. Well, my day of doing my own things. It was mentioned in one of those audio boos about maybe only working 3 or 4 days a week. Hey, Christian, of not having to do the hard graft. Been doing the hard graft for 4 years now. I've been working at UAP longer than anywhere else I've worked in my life. The only other place I've worked as long as this was when I did my apprenticeship, way back in the late 70s. Yeah, a bit of institutionalisation. But I do miss the ducking and weaving of being an independent lifestyle person. But, you know, I wasn't able to make a go of it. I struggled to make a basic income, and frankly, the income I earn at UAP is way better than I ever earned ducking and weaving. And frankly, there's more opportunities, which I'm exploring. I'm exploring a couple of personal art-based projects on the side, which may come to fruition. And I'll keep you in the loop about that as they go. One in particular, I spent a good chunk of this afternoon working on making a maquette, a miniature, a model of a concept I have for a long player project. If that word means anything to you, you'll know a little bit about what I'm talking about. See if we can make something happen there. And I also, I'm going to do a much longer audio boo about this at some stage, but I have a love-hate relationship to television. I haven't had TV in 16 years, but I do see the advantage of something that I heard about a couple of years ago on a ABC radio podcast I was listening to, Future Tense. And they were talking about digital art panels. And I made a few inquiries. And I noticed that Samsung have been producing some digital art panels these days, putting them out there as this new innovative way of doing things. You can have it display your art and you can watch television on it as well, as though it's something innovative. But if you want to have the nice frame around it, you've got to pay extra for it. And if you want to have all the other bibs and bobs, it's extra, which makes it actually quite expensive. And there are a couple of individually manufactured digital art panels out there, which are also quite expensive, and they use 4K screens. And I actually went, well, no, if it only uses a 4K screen, why not just buy a 4K screen and then put a frame around it? So last week I got a best and brightest 4K screen from Kogan, who is a online distributor of mail order stuff. And it's, you know, it's a Samsung screen panel in it. Not particularly big, only 43 inch across the diagonals, which is all I need because I've only got a very small unit. And I am going to turn it into a digital art panel. It's, you know, 4K, you know, it's going to be really schmick. And it has an insignificant bezel on it, but I'm going to hide the bezel with a mat and I'm going to put a frame on it. And this is where it gets a little bit exciting, dear listener, is I went out today and I found the timber for the frame. Now, for most people who don't play in the world of timber, that seems like a really simple thing to do. But back in the day, back 30 years ago, you know, when I was learning all about timber, there were a couple of timber suppliers around the place who have since disappeared, and I had to go and rediscover what was available. I've ended up finding this very small operator, and I managed to pick up a couple of boards of American rock maple. Yeah, we've got some beautiful timbers here in Australia, but I wanted a light timber. I didn't want something that was going to overwhelm the panel. But I wanted something that had a bit of panache, may I say. A little bit of vibrancy, but I didn't want it to be dominating. I didn't want it to be garish. And some of the timber panels, you know, like something like Oregon, which is well known, Douglas fir, you know, it's got a strong grain. And it's just a bit too harsh. Mahogany, walnut, all those sort of timbers, they're just too powerful, dark or vibrant. And then I saw this machined up piece of American rock maple he had there, and I went, wow, that is gorgeous. Beautiful, beautiful timber. It has it's a relatively light timber. It'll mature into a beautiful honey sort of colour, which is fine. That's great. But it has this, the grain is almost pearlescent. And it just adds this beautiful, subtle hue to it. And depending on how the boards I've got machined up, we'll see how it looks. But I don't want it to detract from the art that it's going to display. So this is just a very simple frame, square edge. I'm not going to do any fancy mouldings or anything like that, just a square edge. And it's a fun little project I've decided to give myself over the next couple of months to build this digital art panel up. I've got a few hoops to jump through. It's, you know, a bit challenging. I've got to work out what to use for the mat to put inside the frame. And yeah, it's fun. You know, I've got a few problems, but I feel confident I can rectify them, resolve them. So today was a day of creativity, problem solving, sorting out my tax. Finally sent my tax information back to the accountant so they can send it off to the government and all that stuff can be done. Yeah, ticking a few boxes, good. Good day of playing catch-up and creativity and kicking a few little goals and catching up with what people are up to out there on the world of audio. Hope you're well, whoever may happen to listen to this. Talk to you sometime. Say hello if you feel like it. Bye for now.